We also want to talk a lot outside first to give a Hakdama. Hakdama to what he's saying over here in Parshas Vayera. So we'll talk it out. We'll read a few lines, we'll talk it out, and then we'll see it afterwards inside. It's important to talk out the Yesod, because he comes to a very, very choshev Yesod over here in Vayera, but again to the Indian of Das being in Gauls, which you want to speak out. So Vayera Avraham Yisrael Yaakov Kel Shakai Pirish Rashi Chaval Al Da'avdin V'Loi Mishtak. So Chaval Al Da'avdin V'Loi Mishtak. Avdin means the madrigas are avudim. The das is avud. V'loi mishtakhin, but nevertheless, this is how the Moranayim is going to explain it. V'loi mishtakhin, but nevertheless, you still didn't forget. Even though the das went away, but still Klal Yisrael remained makusha to HaKadosh Baruch. So in order to understand the whole Yisod, what he's going to say, it's all one long piece. So in order to understand what he's saying, we have to understand what a Moranayim is, Marech Linin of Das in Golos. Das, as we know, discussed so many times, Moranayim discusses it so many times, that Das equals his chabros. Das equals his kashrus. His kashrus to something. When a person feels makusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, when a person sees and finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu in absolutely everything, so then the Chassidish Yisvam call it the cover of Hishtavus. Hishtavus means that a person is always, literally in English, always in a good mood. In other words, the person never gets blown by chesed, by gevurah, because the maisa, you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu everywhere. The Sefer Shlomo says, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu in last week's parasha couldn't look at the snare. Why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu look at the snare? Mayachta in part of Milahabit. Moshe Rabbeinu is not mizboinen in the ra. The snare is the galus, is the tzaras. And when you fall into the tzaras and you start being mizboinen in the tzaras, there's nothing to be mizboinen. It's kulay rachamim, it's kulay, it's the same middle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of rachamim, gemurim, whichever it is. So the das, that's the chiddush of das he's going to discuss in this week's parasha, a bit he discussed in last week's parasha, that the das is complete discussions being completely unaffected by what's going on. Because it's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's just Ashkoch HaPratis, it's just a Shechina in a different levush. Yesterday it was Chesed, today it's Din. But in my sense, it's the same thing. So therefore, Be'etzem, and this is the punchline, this is Mamish the most important Yisod. Be'etzem, with Das, it's never Shaykh to go into Golos. You can't go into Golos with Das. Because if a person feels that it's Kashus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so in what way is he in Golos? The Teretz is Enochinam. If a person's Das, his Kashrus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is okay, he's Taken never in Golos. He's Taken never in Golos. Aye, we were in Golos Mitzrayim. Teretz is Taken, that was his Talkas of Das. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Das of Kalal Yisrael to put us in Golos. And that's the whole idea of an Nisayon. What does an Nisayon mean? An Nisayon, person HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the Iskashus of the person. If a person is Mekusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, go and Shech, there's Binchas Yechidcha. So a person is Mekusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not an Nisayon. So the definition of an Nisayon is that the Das gets taken away. The Das falls in Golos. Once the Das falls in Golos, then we fall straight afterwards in Golos as well. So I'll be MS. Since it's his Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael never went into Golos. Because it's always Shaykh to be Miskasha. Das is Miskasha. We discussed that many times before in Bereshis. That Das means Miskasha. When the Moichin, when you Mizboinen and Mizboinen and Mizboinen, is then you get to Das. Then Das is Moiled. The Moichin is Moiled the Midas. And then the Ava is automatically Ava Hashem. And the Gevura is Yiras Hashem. And etc. Tiferes is the Sparas of Kedusha. But that's the Yisod. The Yisod is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning of this week's parasha, Perichaval al da'avdin. Even the Omos HaKadoshim and Avdin, they lost the Das. Lo Mishtachim, but they didn't forget the Iskashus. Ephes Iskashus is always going to remain. Yeah.
After Mitzrayim,
we never really go into Golos. Das never really goes. If we want, we can throw the Das in Golos, but we're not forced to do it. Any Golos Klal Yisrael ever went into after Mitzrayim is by Yotzei Ami Yisrael Mitercham L'Cheres Oilam. Mitzrayim was a Cheres Oilam. There was beginners of making it easier to fall into Golos. Kilu that the Das should go into Golos, but there's no Musa, there's no such thing as Golos anymore. Where the Akadosh Baruch Hu takes the Das away from us. A person can remain makusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forget. Usually in the Golos and Tzoros, people get more makusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Das is the greatest kashrus. When Mitzrayim wasn't shaykh, because his kashrus was in Golos. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they took away the kashrus. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the Ovis HaKadosh also had Nesiyonis. But don't think they had Nesiyonis when they had the Das B'Tokvoy. If you have Das B'Tokvoy, then the Gaul is not a Gaul, and the Nesoyin is not a Nesoyin. When is it a Nesoyin? When HaKadosh Baruch takes away this Kashrus. You don't feel this Kashrus. Then it's Be'emistik in Nesoyin. Then you need your Bechir. When the Das is B'Tokvoy, it's not a matter of Bechir.
So Gaul
Yisrael
could have been prevented by being...
If Hashem took it back.
Okay, but every Nisoyin is the same thing.
Yes, it was a Nisoyin, but it wasn't that right.
Before.
Yeah, but it was a Nisoyin. It was a Nisoyin. It was a Nisoyin, but HaKadosh Baruch, it wasn't that in the same way as a Nisoyin, HaKadosh Baruch takes away this Kashrus, so too Mitzrayim Hashem took away this Kashrus.
Even in Nisoyin, you can be Mezgaber only if you had enough. You yourself was, you were Mezgaber, your own Das. Before that Nisoyin.
Yeah. Okay,
so they could have prevented it by, the obvious could have done something different.
Obviously, when? For the Nisoyin?
For the Nisoyin. To give Klai Yisrael the Koyach to be Mezgaber right away.
Ah. Tough. I mean, that's Mami Moshe Rabbeinu was the Sayyid Adas. The Shvach took away Adas, but gave it back to us through Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole goal was that it didn't connect to Moshe. But they showed him Moshe. I mean, Koyach Zerov. If they would have connected to Moshe earlier, so then they would have had this Kashrus. Then they would have been out of Golas Mitzrayim long before they went out. Yeah. A what?
The snare.
So that's because the Tiferet Shlomo says that the snare was when Moshe Rabbeinu learned not to look into Tzoras. Not to look at Tzoras, not to look at a Hester Bonim as being a Hester Bonim. A Hester Bonim is just a change in Levush. But it's the same Hashkacha process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's going to explain that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the or, the Hashpah that comes out from Hashem has to come down in such a Levush. And sometimes Hashem sees, but in this point in time, the Hashkoch has to come down in a different levush. There's no difference between the best time and the worst time, between the greatest tzah and the greatest shalva. Mamish no chilek. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was not looking at the snare. Not looking at the snare means not to be misbinding in Tzoras. So it's a more than Yisod. So therefore, somebody says, what's Das in Mitzrayim? If there's Das, there's no Golas in Mitzrayim. If Hashem wants us to go into Golas, there has to be a Stalkus of Das. Stalkus of his Kashrus. So let's see this in the side. The Noida Soid Golas Mitzrayim. The Soid Golas Mitzrayim is Ki Hadas Ha'amiti Hoya Golas. The Das Ha'amiti was in Golas. Shaloi Hoyu Mesigin Hadas Lavad Ha'boyer Baruch Hu. They were not masig the Das to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He be'emes hadas who ikka maybe to the year of Ava Gemura. Das leads to Ava and Yira, which means das leads that Ava should be Ava Hashem and Yira should be Yira Hashem, as we discussed in Parshas Bereishis. Because das is the hisboinenus. Ki acha sheyeda ve'yamin. Now when a person is misboinen, 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 and with his das. Now what? Now what does it mean? Leis asar ponimineh. Leis asar ponimineh means HaKadosh Baruch is there in every anhoga. HaKadosh Baruch is there in every mokot. HaKadosh Baruch is there in every zman. There's no shinui mitzad HaKadosh Baruch's presence in the Holocaust. Then bizman should be some English kind. It all depends on kielu, if we're miskashet to it or not. Obviously, begaloi, there's a big difference. But we're talking now with an apnimistic avoida. Basman is das, with this apnimistic avoida can see a likus. You speak to the klezmer Rebbe, so they tell you in the Holocaust you saw mamish giluim gilui shchina har Sinai. I see so giluim likus all the time, whether it's in the slavish and tenisim, whether it's in the slavish and tashkocha brontes. And you saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. You must gash it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see the leis asa panamine. Person who lives this life always lives a life of tainuk, always lives a life of simcha. V'hu tainuk kol atanugim. Why? Baruch Hu Baruch Shmoy Chai HaChayim. His meram is on a big yisod, and that is, what is tanuk? Tanuk is one thing that is chayim, life. Why is mayim? We know that Tanya says that mayim is matzmiach ol tainuk. Why is mayim called tainuk? Because mayim provides chayim, life. Mayim chayim. So mayim is the makor tainuk, because tainuk is life. There's no greater tainuk than life. A person who's ba'atzvus, he wants to be in the dark, he wants to be choshech, he wants to lie down flat in his bed with the lights off, Then he gets over his depression. What's the pshat? Because he's a mechil of misa. He wants misa. He's not miskasha to chaim. If he's miskasha to chaim, so he feels kindable all the time. There's only one emistik chaim. The chaim. Ki imchum akor chaim v'orich anir oir. Person's always mekushet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person realizes less asaponim in a. So he's always besimcha. He's always living a more like a tainug. Person feels that a tainug is in a piece of meat. So then the tainug only lasts till he finished the meat. And then he realizes, nah, any type. And he realizes, nah, that didn't bring me any tainug. The Yitzhahara fooled him to find tainug over there. But he felt that was a tainug. That's a tainug of a likus that was in slabish in the cliff. Right? As the Balatan and Maranam says often, that every ava, even the worst ava, is really an ava of a likus. So the person thinks that he loved the ava which wasn't a likus. Of the emes, what he liked was the ava of a likus that was in slabish in the cliff. That's how if he does a tshuva miyava, that ava of cliff will now become ava sashan. But everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leis Asapon Eminei, Leis Asapon Eminei. So the Chiyus of the Ki is everywhere. So then a person's always feeling the Chaya Chaim, a person's always Tainuk. The greatest Tainuk is the Tainuk of Leis Asapon Eminei. So him came B'chol HaTanugim, Ilu Yitzuya, Chas V'Shalom, Head, Shifas Oyer, Chiyus, Yis Baruch, Kvad Vom, and Ibram, If Chas V'Chalil, it'd be a head or of the Chiyus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in there, Hoy Chayzun, and Ibram, and Toyev, Avayu. V'chein, V'chol HaLom, Salonim, and Tochtonim, Ilu Yitzuya, Chas V'Shalom, if you could find out Chas V'Shalom, Head, a Chiyus, that there wouldn't be Chiyus, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Hoyu, Kuloy, Hoyu. So man, if you see something is there, it must have chiyus aliki. If it has chiyus aliki, somebody who's got das, he's mischaber straight to the chiyus aliki. That was the mom. The mom was gewaltig a tainug. You could taste of everything you want. What's the pshat? The Oibik opinion is that if you eat food, what's the geschmack of food? It keeps you alive. The chiyus, the chayim of the food, keeps you alive. You were very, very hungry. You felt like you were about to chalish, chas v'shalom. And then you ate. So the tainug is, you reconnected now to life. That's the tainug. But some people have to eat a lot to feel the chiyus, to feel the severe. Why? Because they haven't got das to be miskasha, to be mischaber straight to the chiyus of the ki. So sometimes it takes them a long time, it takes them a lot of slices of bread until they connect to the chiyus of the ki. But in the base of Megosh, when they used to divide the lechem upon him, a few little breads, they used to divide amongst the whole mishmeres of kahuna, since everybody got nothing, and yet they were sovea. Why? Because there they got straight to the chiyus of the ki. With das, as you miskasha straight to the likus, you miskasha straight to the because you go straight to the chiyus of the ki. There you feel a tiny from a crumb. And the same thing is with the mon. There's nothing substantial in the mon, but yet they felt chiyus of the ki. If you feel the chiyus of the ki, is all you need is mon. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even need mon. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim and he survived al pi teva, right? According to some Rishonim, because what's food? Chiyus of the ki. Being in Shemayim is ganz geschmack, right? The ganze geschmack of chiyus of the ki. Being in Shemayim, learning Torah, having a kadosh baruch hu, chvoy devas ma'as a chavrusa. So meila, that's the greatest chiyus. The greatest chiyus. Who can think of eating where you have to eat to find the chiyus? Himskasha straight to the makor achaim. That's the greatest taino. So if leis as upon him in there, anything you get your hands on is all the ki. Simkein, who oike b'chol ha-dvarim? V'imkein, if that's the case, k'sheyam en bozeh, v'adai le'is'aveh l'shum tainik bo'ilam. A person believes that l'zecha won't be able to be mis'aveh for any other tainik in the world. Mi'acha she'ikriu ha-boyer bo'chu. What is that tainik? You think it's a tainik of that? No, it's really tainik elyon. So why should I bother going to do the aveira to get tainik, where I know that in the aveira the tainik I'm getting is indirectly, be'em is a tainik elyki, that fell into the clipper. I might as well go straight to the tainik elyki, without doing that vera. Why should I find tanugim in Gashmias if I know that the tainug in Gashmias is really the ruchnias that's in that Gashmias? So why should I climb into the Gashmias? Why should I go straight to the ruchnias? So the imkin toiv yosef adavik esasma b'tainug amiti. So it's better to be dovik b'tainug amiti below the hafrid chas v'shalom mishurashay, and not to be mafrid to think that the tainug is really coming from the dovik Gashmi, because it's an Irish case. It's only coming from dovik ruchni. Says in the Svarim that the clipper is kakuf bifnei others, like a monkey who copies human beings. So by the friar, they say donas chayim. Really, they mean faked. They mean hepach chayim. You see how the clip is in the slabish? No, in me you'll find chayim. But the Tzad Kedusha says it's an Arishkeit. Even if you go into the clip of the Chaim, that you'll find there's only Chesalaki, the timing is only Chesalaki. So what's the point of going with? If you look at it deeper enough, that was the whole Bikuach between Chava and the Nochash. What does Chava say? Nochash says, going to the Eat from the Eitz Hadas, which is Tainuk. Says Chava, you're a Shoiter. Why? Because Tainuk? Going away from Tainuk Alaki? Forget it. What's Tainuk? Chaim. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Ki b'yom achalcha memenu yomus. So how can I find chayim by going into the misa, the chanarishkeit? So it says the nochash loy moist musan. So what's the bikuach of it? Yes moist musan, not moist musan. The nochash said that you'll find chiyus in klipa. That's what the nochash tainet. Even not kedusha. Eitz adas toivera. You'll find tainet in klipa. Chava said there's only tainet in kedusha. If you look to separate the Kedusha from the Tainuk, to say there's Tainuk in Dabar Ruchni, then it's Misa. Or it's the Ifrit of Chaim, of Lasot Chaim, which is Misa. So that was the Vikuach between the Chava and Nochash. As a result, Adam was Nichshal into thinking that there's Chaim in Tainuk, which is separate from Tainuk Laki. So there's a Zan Musik of Chiyus in Adam Hazeh, which isn't Kosher or Dabar to Chiyus Laki. It's an Ofa Atav, a Lofa Toshav. So Midah connected Midah is, then he loses his Chaim. So Midah Ki Yisod.
How do we lose our way so far?
Who?
Like everyone. How do we just we lose our way? Like, instead of going straight, everything is found about way. Say we don't have map quests, so we got lost on the road.
The person says, it all comes from a lack of
Midah.
All comes from a lack of what? The lack of his boininess, the lack of... Without his boininess, nothing goes. His boininess makes the moichin, mitzad moichin, everybody's on the highest level. The moichin, there's different beginners. Sometimes the ra can get into the moichin. There is an akuda, the emitzrayim. We know that the arba malchias, bovel, moda, yovan, and edoim, or keneged the arba, oisis, yutke, bovke. So where's Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is the kutz of Shaliyot. That's what it says in the Shmoyz, where you could zoom in B'nai Yisrael. There is a Bechina where the Golas can penetrate into the Moichin. But even Klali, we talk about the Klippah can get hold of the Zion Midas. But the Moichin always remains clear. The only way the Moichin doesn't remain clear if you drag the Moichin down into the Midas. But the Moichin, the way they are, there's no Klippah's Noigan Moichin. But there's a Klippah's Noigan the Zion Midas. What does Ms. Boininess do? It brings the Moichin down to the Midas. Marinayim says in the Chelek base, that's why they're called Moichin. Moichin means to erase, to wash. Hayimach, water erases, it washes. So the Moichin wash the Midas, they wash the Klipas Noiga of the Midas, and they make the Midas, they make the Avid to Avos Hashem and the Yirin to Yiris Hashem. But the person's got Ms. Boininess. Ms. Boininess, his Boininess means bringing the Moichin down to the Midas, and that is the definition of Das. So maybe the Av is Avos Hashem and the Yir is Yiris Hashem.
But as soon as you go away from the clipper, you're not going to eventually right away. You're not going to right away feel the tainig amiti.
Going away from the clipper, I'm away.
It's a lot easier to feel the tainig eliki that's malubish in the clipper, than to feel the tainig amiti that's straight.
That's right. And that's why you have to have. That's why you have to start off shalai lishma. So Maranaim says, if there wouldn't be ava for dvaran gashmim, person would never be able to get to ava sashim. Sazad darga to feel tainug in Avos Hashem. Who's going to be zeicher to that? So Meila says the derech is first have Avos for Dover Gashmi, and then you make a kal b'choymer and you misbainen that this is only a clip of the real Avos, which is Avos Hashem. Halachas come. How much more gishmak in Avos Hashem must be? So it starts off that way. Mitzad shalay lishma, ba lishma. Mitzad avoidam enough to lemala. Tak it starts off that way.
How could we give this idea over the Eden in Golas? Want to go to a ball game on Shabbos, or they want to do it. They want to make do an Avera, Chas V'Shalom. Really, what you want to do? Really, you want God? You want Hashem? You want to keep the Torah?
What's the raya? That those Yidden go to watch matches on Shabbos. They always end up. If you speak to the Chabad Shluchim, you'll see that in Nepal and all these crazy cults, all Israel, all Yidden, all full of Yidden, all these cults. Why? Because they are looking. And the Maisa, they think they're going to find it in a ball game, and then they come back from the ball game and they say the Tainam is gone. So then there's a Dachaf inside them, something pushing them inside them. Every year he's got something pushing them to the Amistad and Tainam. You don't tell somebody where to go, he doesn't know where to go. He tries this, he tries that. And they end up in all the cults, and they end up in all that. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for a Dovah, they're looking for a tiny Ruchni. And they're the first ones. It's a Peladik Zacha. As in America last year, says, whatever, this Talmud had once said here in Israel, he was mixed up, he was like very Ruchni and this. And he fell into one of these cults in America. So he came, met me last year, I was in America, so he was kind enough to come and see me. Why don't you learn what he looked like? But I'm saying that he's fallen into this, he's looking for a tiny alien, and he's asked me to sit on the bench and touches it. Don't I feel, and don't I dus, and the birds flying over, he's trying to put me into upset trance. I said, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're trying to say. And he was like, in this Ruchni, he said, it's Kulei Ruchni. In other words, his neshama is going through kafakela, and kafakela means he's being thrown. What does kafakela mean? To be thrown from one tzipia to another tzipia. You think he thinks he'll find it here? No. Then he thinks he'll find it there, and then he sees no. Also, that wasn't it, and also that wasn't it, and also that wasn't it, and also that wasn't it. Eventually, when he gets to the emsik, and he gets to the nucha v'lanach. There's something inside him that's always pushing him to a tainu amiti. That's Klippas Noiga. The Tanya says a goof of a yid is Klippas Noiga. Klippas Noiga means it's always looking for Tim. A goof of a goy is from Shalosh Klippas of Tmeis. Shalosh Klippas of Tmeis doesn't search. Because there's no shy, it's not shy to release the Lekus of Shalosh Klippas of Tmeis. Klippas Noiga is always waiting to take you out of the Klippas. Take me out of the Klippas. A yid, even inside his goof, is always searching for take me out of the Klippas, take me to Kedusha. The goy inside his goof, a goy has a different goof. Rav Shitz said a goy will never have a gishmak of a good shtickle kibbutz on Shabbos, and a goy will never feel the gishmak of a varma mikveh. That's what Rav Shitz said. I heard it from Ramat Zadon. Because a goof of a goy is a bechinah shalosh klipos of tmeis. When a yid has a varma mikveh, that's mamish a kedusha. Klipos noida. His goof is keilu nana, but it's nana from a davar shebe kedusha. It's moitzi the lekus from klipos noida. So a yidish of imnan, forget about a yidish and a shama. A yidish of goof is pushing. Take me out, rescue me. And all these going to ball games and going here and going there is only because they're trying to satisfy it, something in them that's not getting satisfied. That's why the suicide rate, Achman Islam, amongst the secular population is terrible, because they're living in a constant battle with themselves. They're never satisfying themselves. It's mafkhir, but that's the way it is. They're looking for tiny gamiti. That's why sometimes you can make a Baal Teshuva by inviting him to a Friday night meal. I know the Talmidim, wherever Talmidim went from Masara to learning in universities in America, they tell me that the Friday night by the Chabad there on campus, Friday night meal can be poil oilums, because they feel a tiny. At last they feel a tiny. They've eaten meat, they've eaten whatever they're eating, right? This time it's kosher as well. And they're eating and they feel a tiny, because there's mirrors, they feel a tiny. Finally they felt that they're coming out of the kafakela. They felt they're coming out of this, being thrown around looking for a tiny. Sometimes you can makarav somebody by a gishmak as mirrors, more than 100 different shiurim and vikuchim and discovery programs, because that's what the neshama is looking for. Once he has it, he's hit home. So that's the inyan. So therefore, the eitz toive is, let's go straight to the tainug amiti. V'loy lahafrit chas v'shalom mishor shoy likach atainug k'moy shiroya b'ayin gashmi. And not to be taken in by the Taino Gagashmi. V'yikra chas v'shol nar ben mafrid aluf, right, which is in the Zmimis of Kel Mistata, which is the pasuk that kilu you mafrid chas v'shol me aluf ishloilim from the aluf from Pela Elim from HaKadosh Baruch, which is the pirug from Kutcha Brichu Shechinte. Every mitzvah that we do, which is the Shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu Shechinte, that's exactly the words of Kutcha Brichu Shechinte. Everything's got a lekus in it. The lekus that lies in the Klipas Noiga, the lekus that lies in the Dibrei Rishus, in the Olam Hazeh, that's called Shechinah. to awaken it, to make a yichud of Kudsha Bricha Shchinta, is you miskash it to the Elikus, is that's a yichud of Kudsha Bricha Shchinta. But somebody who is mafrit Chas V'Shalom from the yichud, from the Kudsha Bricha Shchinta, so then he looks at Olam Hazeh as having just a tiny of Olam Hazeh, and that's a tiny gashem, and that's Chas V'Shalom, the hepech of a yichud. All of the kus that's down here is mechunim b'shem shchina. The hainu chiyus Hashem is baruch hashoychin b'chol advarim. The chiyus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that's shoychin the rest everywhere. Ve'im u'oisa adova k'me shoysa anshe hamoinim hazei mafrit chas v'shalom. So hamoinim are looking for tanuk and gashmim. Somebody does like that is mafrit, because he's making as if it's shaykh tainuk in dova gashmi. In other words, he's making as if it's shaykh chiyus in a dova gashmi. Hakeim bevadai mishi yesh like das zeh. Somebody's got das, his kashrus year of a whole dover. In everything, you'll see the pnimius. I'm a kain lo yishu shchinoz e baruch ve yinbak boi ve yovel ide year of a yavo. The ava nikra kumesh chesed be mishna ba after bechol moidecha. And Chazal dash is in brachas bechol midah be midah shu moidet lecha ha be moidah lo be moid moid. He's going to explain this to mamish in a moidah kawai. Pasha Pshat in that Mishnah is B'chol Midah Midah, whatever, however HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats you, K'shem Shemavarach Al HaToyev, K'achem Mavarach Al HaRa. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah. But Marinai is going to say Moed HaKatif Pshat in that Indian of HaMoed Rabbi Moed Moed L'hoven Adam Ma'o B'chol Midah Midah. Now again, I'll explain this paragraph outside before we see it inside. It's going to make it easier then, the flow, when we read it inside. And what does a Midah mean? A Midah means a measurement. So why is a middah called a middah? Because the Torah says that every middah is measured. In other words, every middah can use the toiv and every middah can use the ra. Till this point it's toiv and beyond that it's ra. Like the Gemara says in Gittin, that the Adam Mesanus Neshur Mizachari calls the Chorim Mesamigdash for the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. So all Mesamigdash was destroyed because of his Anova. Even though it says Ma'oid Ma'oid Havashfal Ruach, a Nova can be a terrible Middah. It can cause a Chorv Bissam Middash. Every Middah has to have a Middah. Every Middah has to have a measurement. What does that mean in Pnimis HaTorah? Pnimis HaTorah means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls Oiris of Elikus into every Zman, every Mokoyim, every Anhoga, Kefi the Middah, Kefi what it can take. Sometimes the Hashkacha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that a person can only take a certain amount, and it's bad to give him too much, go wild. So that's Pshat. Every Nivra has a likus in it, can feed the middah that it can take. And that's called Hashkacha Pratis. Hashkacha Pratis means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to every Nivra Prati the oiris and the likus kefi can have. And that's the same b'mokim, and it's the same b'zman. So if a person's got das, and he sees that now he's only getting a smaller portion of a likus this week or this day. One day, a person has mamish, he wakes up in the morning, he has a zah, get to nebel dasa, and a zah, get to shachris, and a zah, get to broch bichas hamazan, and a zah, get to everything. Day goes b'day. Next day, he wakes up, he's stoned. Stone. Goes to the mikvah, comes out of the mikvah, stone. Puts his filling on, he's a stone. Because if a person's miskasha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he realizes that today, have a moida, b'chol midah, have a moida, loy, b'moida, moid. Today, the Hashkacha Pratis is, for whatever tikkun that person has to do by day, this is the maximum of a lekus that can be mayor in the community's gala in him. Have a moida, loy, have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu today. Just imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu would pour a lekus into us today, we wouldn't be able to bring about the tikkun we have to bring about now. Rav Chana Wasserman, Hashem Yim Kodoma, before he was killed by the Nazis, Imamish gave a Slavistic adroshim that we are all about to be korbanos, and he gave him a share in kochim that if a korban has a bad machshava, it can be pigle and it can be dos and it can be yens, and he prepared them, he put them into a mood and a mode that Imamish are about to be makrin themselves as an oil al gabi mizbech, and he went there mamish with excitement, with gishmak. Instead of, you know, a person could have said, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and where's such a hest upon him, and what's happening, and why is it all happening to us? Forget, he realized that was the middah, that of the tikkun of that day, of that kufa, and we may have a moid, he's becoming a karma. That's somebody who's got das. That's somebody who's got das. That's not a katan. He's a gadol. He's got das. And he sees the hiskashus of everything. He knows exactly that this is the amount, this is the middle, this is the measurement of or. This is the measurement of chesed that I have to have at this point. And the mele, he's moidel, I'll be moid moid. Maybe he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it very much. So let's read this inside now. So the mitzvah or Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's or ein soif. But oilam adava sheish legvul. Oilam is helam. Helam means that everything has to have a gvul. How can the oilam be soif with or Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Sheshoich in mechol anivron canal. Miachas eina is baruch gvul. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hasn't got gvul. So how can the bilti gvul be nislabish into gvul? Elohu is baruch manigal manidei midoisof. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manning the world. I'll be the Zayin Midas of Chesed Gvur Tefes Nesachoy Nisoy De Malchus. Midas means a measurement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every Anhoga puts a different measurement of the Or. Midas Nikra Mashem Modad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Simtzim Satsmik Av Yochel Ba'oifin Sheyuchel Oilam Nesoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in every Keli an Or that the Keli can be Soyim El Or. But there's Loshem Midah. This is all kefi HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, master plan, that we can't be masik. That pam moidet b'midazu, pam b'midacheres. Kefi shegezeres chachmas yizbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, shetzarach v'esa hu, l'hanig olam alidei shifas chiyus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, shev'esa hi, you need such a type of hashpo, such a measurement of hashpo. V'chein l'chol adam yizrael. Similarly, if every moidet is atzmoy mitzamtzim elikusa yizbarach yafi koyach adam sikhle b'zman ha'i. Pam b'chesed b'pam b'rachme. One boy in yeshiva a couple of weeks ago, another yeshiva, he didn't have a good day, and a heen on the head. So somebody invited him to see him, somebody's making to see him. Sure, he's not learning anyways. So he went to the see him. And the person made to see him on a Seder Mishnayis. And that person was so disoyer from that see him, that he stayed up all that night. He's not Mesechus Yomomis in one night. So that day he felt a katnus. Why did he feel a katnus? Because if he would have felt a god, he's never gone to the see him. Never gone to the see him. And that same person, this is a story of 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And that person is making a siyum tonight. You can ask Paisen upstairs. You know Yaakov Paisen. It's not Derech HaMelech. So at his house, that person made that Kabbalah. And tonight, you're supposed to make it last night. This is 2.5 or 3 weeks later. He's finished the whole Seder Noshim. Pounded away. He realizes. Just imagine, he wouldn't have. Just imagine, you know, oh well, see him. Today I'm in such a mode. No, I'm not going to see him. Bittle doyer. So, a person has to know. A person can know. He has man of a katnus, man of a gadlus. Does he know where the katnus is taking him? Katnus can take him to a bigger gadlus than the gadlus. Who knows? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. So therefore, Mamela, when you're feeling that, have a moidele, have a moid moid. Yashgachas yizbarach roya ki ozim. Ki ee. Emshel adam nakachas alakus yizbarach beisahi. Ki ee mezoi samidah dafka. Dafka in this middle. Vim adam yishlei das, but vada ima kabbal alakus yizbarach kifi mashamad das moelam beisahi. So the person's got das, he's makabbal alakus, kifi mashamad das atzmai beisahi. Ve yismach be kabbalas alakus yizbarach olam. And he should be happy with the kabbalas alakus yizbarach olam. Ye moidele, be moid moid. Ah! Shoyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I felt a stone today. Ma'oy v'do yisa b'yiru v'yava g'muro. Me'acha sheyish le das v'adas hu ha'koyel alo yisam k'noida. And the das is koyel al everything, koyel al all the different hanhogas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. More in the Kazakh. So with that in Kuda, the next paragraph is going to explain the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad with the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh. And basically the vort that comes out of it is to teach us how powerful this machshava is. To teach us how powerful when a person sees Midas Adin coming towards him and he makes out of it a matzav of Midas Arachmim, that the das, he's niskashet to HaKadosh Baruch, he realizes this is all the toivah, this is all tainuk. What actually happens? Do you know what happens? He's mahapach the din to rachma. Taka the din goes away, and the din is never chalam. Why? What do you mean why? Because he looked at it, and the person looked at it as rachamim. When he looked at it as rachamim, taka becomes midas racham. That's a midah connected midah. Mom take it in b'shoshim. That's right. Yeah, very good. Well, is there a time? The Navi Melech writes that the tzaddikim, the one says in white cotton, the tzaddik Moshe be years that Kim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu goes with tzaddik Mabat. So Navi Melech writes that mitzav keser, the sphere of keser, everything is rachamim and gemurim. And so the tzaddik can be malad, that midas adin, till the rachamim, till where it's takam is dar, and really the midas adin is rachamim, and there takam becomes rachamim. That's how Navi Melech learns. He's malad adin to a mapim. Where that din, where it's going to be nisgala, the din was rachamim, and it becomes now already rachamim. It doesn't have to wait till achas hayom to become rachamim. It becomes rachamim now already. Yeah. The I'm talking about shorosh is meikar mitzad the avodas adam mitzad himself, the tshuva. That's tshuva. So he goes into oil mabina, where the original padam was, and his mamtik and bina. Bina is amtokas adin.
Saying we could also this is brainless. That's also a name of bina.
Yeah. It's malat tamoich. Just like Das takes everything down, he saw it and Das brings everything up. But is that time sorry kolech le kabel ala b'shas krishma b'dalad the echad when he says dalad misas bezdin the dalad of echad he has to think of skila straight the hair of the chenek will yachid shmoy b'emes kmoi shesiv ki alecha orakinu kol ayoyim. What do you mean kol ayoyim? Every day yidna killed or kiddush Hashem chamon nitzlan. Now the Chazal Darshan is there Shem Kabel Olav Abba Mrs. Bezdin. That somebody is Mekabel upon himself Abba Mrs. Bezdin. Also when you say in Shemun Esra Laman Shmoy the Abba Mekabel upon when Mekabel upon ourselves Abba Mrs. Bezdin.
I haven't
done
Mrs. Bezdin.
I'm sorry? Come on, never. Right. Sugi and Makas, either 7 years, 70 years, or never. Oh, so here you can have it happening every day. In ourselves, in our own avoid it. Kibu Badai, Nasa Yichdavaya. Shu rachamim elikim shu din. Miachas shemekabel elikusi zbaruch b'shtein. When there's rachamim, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When there's din, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're making a yichud of which shame is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Yudke Vavke and elikim. Elikim is midas adin. Yudke Vavke is midas rachamim. But a person who's bekabish tabas, a person who's badas, and is miskasha to the elikus, both in Havai and both in elikim, what is that? Hashem elikinu, Hashem echot. He's mumping the Elikim in the Shem Havaya. If he looks at Din and Rachamim as being two separate middas, so then Chas v'Shalom the Din is Din. But if he's with Das, so he looks at the Rachamim, he looks at the Din, and the Din is as much Rachamim as the Rachamim. It's all one middah. Das means that Das is the Makab, is the Makasher. Right? Zohar is Rachamim. Nakeva is Nukva, Nukva is Din, and Vayeda Adam is Chava Ishtoi, the Chabrus of Adam as Adam Ishtoi, Zach and Nakeva, what happens? They become the Nasa Basa Echot. They become what? Ishtoi Kagufoi. So the woman, the Nakeva, which is the Nukva, which is the Din, she's Niskalad into the Zachar, and the Zachar is the Mashpia, which is the Bechin of Chesed, which means that the Din becomes Rachamim. With Das, Vayeda Adam is Chava Ishtoi, with Das is the Din and the Rachamim is Hainu Hach. V'zeh Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echot. Hashem Elokeinu means is there's a Havaya and there's a Elokeinu which is Din, but with Das it's Hashem Echot. It's really only Havaya. There's no two Shemas over here. It sounds like it's Hashem and Elokim, Elokeinu, but really it's Hashem Echot. Really it's one Hashem, which Hashem Echot, Havaya Echot, Hashem Havaya. Bein Shem Isnagim Avimidus Havaya, Bein Shem Bein Avimidus Elokeinu, Hakol Hashem. שהוא חסד הקהל לסבוך בכדי שיוכל לקמל לקוז לסבוך בדובה הוא מייחד שכך צריך לו בעיס ההיא because you realize that this is what's required בעיס ההיא.
I'm saying
it's kind of like a Havim, you have a Havim, you can say Hashem Elokeinu, and there's a Havim, that's exactly, it's not only a Havim, but the Goyim, it's a Maskona. Rashi says in the Pasuk Hashem Elokeinu, the Goyim, the Hashem is now only our God, because only we see the din and the chesed as being one. Lo said lo loy Hashem echad taka bin esgala to everybody, to Eden and to the goyim. Vayemahu yeh havaya echad shmoyach. It's taka Harashi translates the pasuk. Because really, Havaya and Elikim, Din and Rachman is the same thing. Kol zeh al yedei adas. This is all yedei adas. Kama shiksev b'tchilas apostol v'yedata ha'yoyim ha'shavu yisrael v'echa. What does it say? Yedata ha'yoyim ha'shavu yisrael v'echa. Ki Hashem hu Elikim. Only through das. Das, you miskash straight to the Elikus. And there's as much Elikus in Hava, in Rachamim, in Din, as there is in Rachamim. Just in Din is hidden more, but it's there. When a person oyved Hashem b'daz, nase gam kein adin Rachamim. You see, when a person's taka oyved Hashem b'daz zeh, so then taka it's toil. Then the Din taka becomes Rachamim. Miyachas shemamin amakabloi besimcha. Because he's mamen and he's mekabel and besimcha moidele meoid. Im b'shas the din is moidele meoid. Machzik as adin keilu chesed. Nasa kein be'emes. Taka becomes the din. Taka becomes rachamim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu shows the b'mal yishamala. Look, I'm sending him down din, and then he's dancing away. So therefore, taka becomes rachamim. V'zeh tzadikim mahavchim midas adin and midas rachamim. A Rishonim is pinfakim. They're always grumbling. You're always grumbling. They might be so wealthy, perhaps the tiniest thing goes wrong. Finished. Always bekas. They're always frustrated, always nervous. Avkishmin Avshim is naga boyer ito mitzerachim. Ima Avkishbrach is naga zerachim. Ey, mekabal melekusa le deze. They're not mekabal melekusa. Avkishin em das. I'm going to ask my freedom of my boys, but I'm going to ask my freedom of my boys. What does the Russia do? He takes me to Zerachimim, and he's in a bad mood. Hashem sends him down Rachimim, sends him down Ashpo, sends him a redach of $1 million, and he storms out of the office because he thought he was making $2 million. So what is he mahapach? He's mahapach the chesed into din. He takes the Rachimim and he turns it into kas. And the tzaddik takes the din, takes the kas of lamala, and his mahapach is into rachamim. Mamish, very, very different avoidus. Zeu ben bag bagoyim, hapach bo the kula bo. It's a peladik interpreter. Hapach bo means, the pashm shad is, hapach bo the kula bo. A person has to learn Torah, yashav hapach. Right, back to front, because everything, all the secrets lie in the Torah. Go to Esha Torah and I'll show you that everything licked in Torah. But the Plimis of Torah, my name says, is a different pshat completely. Hapach ba, with the Torah is the Chdas, Torah is the Bechin of Das, Torah is Tiferes, Torah is Das, Torah is the Kabbalah Tzorah. So with Torah, you have a koch to be mahapach. With Torah, you have a manapachu. Stop preparing for Purim already. Torah, Purim is Kabbalah Satorah. Purim is Kabbalah Satorah, Mitzad Avodas Adam. Hasin I was, Kofalem Hakigigis. That was Mitzad Lamala Shemayim. Purim is the Kabbalah Mitzad Avodas Adam. If you're a Kabbal Torah, Mitzad Avodas Adam, what have you been poiled? What do you have the power to do? Menapechu. You can turn Rachman and Chesed into Din into Rachman and Rachman into Chesed. You have a koyach of turning all the Dinim into Rachman, which is exactly what happened. All happened, the whole Gezer of Haman was Nimtak Mishrosh. On that 8th, which was Bid, the Klal Yisrael turned into Rachman. On that date, in the month of Adar, which was Haman thought shows on Din for Klal Yisrael, but Tiras Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisgala, latest Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything was Nisgala, Haman looked around only for Dinim. And every date, and everything that he chose, was Nisabech, turned out to be Rachman. Ping, he came into the Chotzer to seal the fate of Klal Yisrael. Ping, that happened to be the wrong time for him. He thought this is the time for din against Klal Yisrael, and turned out to be the Rachman. Because the Bechina of Torah gives Klal Yisrael a koyach of an apich. So that's Mishab. Ben Bagba says, Hapach b'hapach b'dekulba, use the Torah. You can use the Torah to be Mahapach uladinim, to make uladinim into Rachman. Person who learns Torah, it has the Kavish Shabbos, Das is Torah. So the person learns a lot of Torah, with the Torah he sees everything on one Kav. He sees everything on one Kav, he sees the Din as Rachmim, and then the Din Taka turns into Rachmim. Hapach ba hapach ba dekulabam. Yehobach mashu misnag ima boyis boach midas adin. That which he sees, Chas v'shalom, if the boy kol olam is a snag, but then yavach midas rachmim. And Megam Yapach Mashkil Kli Rishayim. The Rishayim took all the Rachim and made it into Dinim. So now we have to take all the Dinim and bring them back into Rachim. Ach, Shitzorichov. So that's the end of this piece. I bet you won't be able to finish it.
We go a little vitamin.
Sorry?
A little vitamin.
Again?
We go a little vitamin.
What time is Marv?
27:30.
Oh, Marv is no more 6:40?
No, 6:40,
yeah. Okay. So you have a Marthika piece. Ach, Shitzar, Kalech, Alvech, Allah, and Adenis Yonis. Now, Lechayer, Lefize, isn't such thing as in a sign? If you've got a kavish tavus and everything is chesed, everything, even the dinim you see is rachamim, stakin is hapach to rachamim, so where did the nesyonis come into the picture? It's not in the soil. Was it in the soil for Rav Chonah Vassman Hashem in Kondomai? Was it in the soil for him? He was called Yoma Isi Mitztayer to be a korban. Rav Akiva called Yoma Isi Mitztayer. Rav Akiva looked at that as midas hadin. He looked at that as midas rachamim. All his life he had tzar. Finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misnayg with midas rachamim, allowing him to be tortured to death. So he looked at his rachamim. So where the nesyonos? The teretz is in order to be called a nesyon, and that's what we said at the beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take away the das. When the Torah says that Avraham Avinu went through nesyonos, Avraham Avinu was merkava, completely his battle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Hashem said, when the Torah says that Avraham Avinu went through nesyonos, it means that b'shas each of those nesyonos, Hashem took away the das. He felt no skashus. He felt no skashus. Oh, that was an assign. Kachnas binchas yichidcha shehavdes yitzchok. The Mordechai an assign. Because he didn't feel it. He didn't feel anything. I think the Racham HaKadosh says it. No, he didn't feel anything. He lost that skashus. And yet he was still willing to do it. That's what an assign means. But b'shas, the person is b'tkifas adas. There's no such thing as an assign. There's no such thing as golus either. That he was kosher alidei das beish bara denisoyin. That discussion goes away. Venisha es raka b'chir, and he has a complete 50-50 b'chir. Ki lula is there. If Avraham Avinu is still feeling that dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yoinich b'nisoyin, it won't be called b'nisoyin. Ki bevaday alidei discussions achas tzadik darka. So have a minute, Avraham Avinu won't shachti Yitzchok. He's always waiting for new tzivuyim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not all the das goes away, it's nismait. And if he's oymed ben nisoyin, so all the chazukan there is who? Alidei shenikma v'libim mekoydim kshoyer das rochav. He's oymed ben nisoyin al pi the kavua, the pi the kviyas that he was nikma v'libim from before when he still had a das rochav. So therefore, beside that, Maranaim goes on and explains beautifully the whole Golus of Mitzrayim. Das had to go into Golus. All the Svarim say that in Mitzrayim the Das was in Golus. Of course the Das was in Golus. If the Das wasn't in Golus, then being in Mitzrayim wasn't in Golus. If we have a take of a Das and Paris afflicting us, and we only see the Chesed of it, we only see the Racham of it, where's the sign of being in Golus? So every Golus has to have a Silika Das. Zeb the Golus had a Silika Das. Moshe Rabbeinu was Das of Kedusha, as we know, because Moshe is the Madrega of Torah, and Torah is Das. At one point, Leishamu and Moshe, they couldn't connect to the Das. That's what really meant that they were in Golus. But slowly, slowly, Moshe Rabbeinu ingrained them with Das. And when he ingrained them with Das, then they were Mahapach, to Midas Adin, to Midas Rach. So we haven't got time to finish it. Soon 7:30. But that's how, if you go back to the beginning, that's how he explains Pirush Rashi, Chaval al da'avdin l'loy mishtachin. Mordek Taichi says, Chaval al da'avdin, the Obis HaKadoshim, they lost the Das. L'loy mishtachin, but they didn't forget it. They didn't forget the days where they had the Das. They didn't forget the moments of feeling the Das, feeling that it's kashus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that helped them go through all the Nisyonis, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Das. And that leaves us a murder in a kudda that leaves us a murder is kasha kodesh baruch. Even when a person chas v'shalom has a reader, even a person chas v'shalom has a feeling that he's not connecting to a kodesh baruch the way he is, the way he should be, and therefore the yitzhahara gets the better of him. But then, what does he have to do in those moments? He has to remember the times where he had this kasha sadas. He has to remember the times where he felt during Krishna when he said echad, and when he felt when he said l'man shmoi bi'ava that he's mamish willing to be moisim nefesh to abba mizus bezdin, and thinking of the past times where he had that Mordek is kashrus, the Mordek is dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will pull him through all the nisyonis when he loses the das. Because then he'll realize that he had to lose the das only to be able to be misgaber on the nisyon, otherwise it wouldn't be called the nisyon. When a person is misgaber on the nisyon, then he goes much higher. Nisyon is miloshon nes. Nes is a mast. A mast is something that you hang up very high on a boat, and that's ma'ir a person. But a person can't just have aliyahs and aliyahs and aliyahs. The biggest aliyah a person can have is when he loses the aliyah and he's still oimed ben nisyonin. And then he gets back his das, the yeses says, 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 the and then that will take us through the kavish tavis that we'll always feel, but tainu will always feel in a good mood in English, but really we'll always feel in a emistic a massive ruach that the din is one and the rachamim is one, and then we should be zoichet and all the din is from his hapach the rachamim, and shiyobe agula shleimu amitis meherev yameinu amen.